我们今天讲的是箴言书的第四章第十节到第十九节。
Today we'll be looking at Proverbs 4 verses 10 through 19.
我们看起来呢，好像还是老生常谈，还是讲的是旧的。
It seems like we're talking about the same stuff over and over.
但是确实非常重要的。
But it's very important.
讲到了有关父母的教训。
About parents' teaching.
然后教导了孩子们你们应当怎么样的顺服。
And how children should obey.
好，那我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
Hear, my son, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. 我儿，你要听受我的言语，就必延年益寿。
好，这里说，我儿，你要听受我的言语。
It says, hear, my son, and accept my words.
那么听了父母的言语之后呢，就有一个结果。
After the son hears his father's words, it leads to a certain result.
就必延年益寿。
It's that the years of his life are many.
所以这里有两个动词。
There are two parts of this verse.
一个是听受，是听，听。
One is hear.
另外一个是受，你要接受。
The other is to accept.
你不是听了之后就忘了。
It's not to hear and to forget.
你必须接受。
But you must accept his.
接受的意思，你要照着去行。
Which means that you have to obey them.
这两个条件呢，都得满足，你才能够有延年益寿的结果。
You need to fulfill both of these conditions in order to get the result that is outlined in the text.
你但是你必须先听。
But you have to first hear the words.
你听了之后你就忘了、也不会延年益寿。
If you hear the father's words and then you forget about them, then the years of your life will not be many.
你说我不听，但是我接受。
You might say, I'm not going to listen, but I accept his words.
那是你自己接受你自己的建opinion.
That's actually you.Accepting your own ideas. Okay.
你还是照你自己的心意去做，你不是照你所听的去做。
You're not obeying what you have heard, but you're just acting according to what you think is right.
所以我们看到父母的教训对于你们孩子来说非常重要。
So we see that a parent's teaching is very important to their children.
当我们讲到延年益寿的时候
，When we mention that the years of someone's life may be many.
我们就知道这节经文是从哪里来的。
We know that this verse comes from.
是从摩西的十诫来的。
Moses' Ten Commandments.
第几诫？第五诫。
The fifth commandment.
就是你们要孝敬你们的父母。
Honor your father and mother.
使你们在世的年日长久。
So that you may live long lives. What was it?
对不对？好了，那么这里边讲到了两件事情，就是一件事情你听到了教训。
So here we see two things. One is to listen to teachings.
另外一件事情是什么呢？就是你在这个世上可以活得长久。
And the other is that you can live a long life.
哪个是条件？
Which part is the condition?
是听然后接受。
It's that you hear and accept the words.
而你能活得长久呢，是个结果。
And you living a long life is a consequence.
那么我们和摩西十诫当中的第五诫对比的话
，If we compare this verse to commandment number five，
那我们就知道了，原来我们按照神的命令去做的时候呢，我们在世上的年日就长久。
When we live according to God's commandments, our lives on this earth will be prolonged.
所以我们听受父母的教训，就等于什么？是尊重父母的一部分，孝敬父母的一部分。
Which means that to listen to your parents' teachings is part of honoring your parents.
所以这是非常重要的一件事。
So this is very important.
一个是什么？是灵性的需要。
One is a spiritual need.
是，就是你爸爸妈妈把神的话教导给你，这是你灵性的需要。
On one hand, this is to fulfill your spiritual need, which is to hear God's teachings.
但是这个灵性的需要呢，可以在你身体的需要上带来一个后果。
But the spiritual aspect can bring about another result in your life.
也就是说，灵性上健康。 身体上也能够带来健康。
If you are spiritually in good health, you will also be like physically.
它俩是有联系的。
Healthy, there's a link, there's a connection.
而这两者的需要，一个是灵性需要，一个是身体的需要，哪一个更重要？
And in comparison, is the spiritual need more important or the physical need?
哪一个更重要？灵性需要更重要。
The spiritual need is more important.
因为灵性需要呢是个基础，是个原因。
Because it's the spiritual need is
是原因。
Is the cause.
对，那么它所带来的结果是什么呢？身体的健康。
That leads to.A physical result.
那么当我们讲到说我们可以在这个世界上的年日可以延年益寿呢，是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when it says that the years of your life may be many?
是不是意思我可以长命百岁，我可以活一万年，
Does this mean you could live to be 100 or 1000 years?
很显然不是这个意思。
No, it doesn't.
因为当挪亚的洪水时代过去之后，
Because after Noah's flood,
神就说你们只能活一百二十岁。
God said that the years of man will not exceed 120.
那我们今天都知道，大部分人就一百岁也活不到。
Today we can see that most people don't even live to be 100.
也就是说，我们反过来推，因为我们这个年日在降低。
We can also think of it this way, because of our lives, our life expectancy is.Going lifespan is going down.
可以反过来推什么？我们灵性变得越来越不健康了。
We can say that our spiritual health is also declining.
我们不愿意，越来越不愿意听受主的言语了。
We are less and less willing to listen to God's teachings.
所以这就是原因。
That's the cause.
那么说延年益寿，是指责。我们在这个世界上所活的这长时间呢是有意义的，所以这里边讲到的延年益寿，就是在这个世界上你可以活的时间长，是讲到我们活的这段时间是有意义的。
When it says that the years of your life may be many, it means that your years on this earth will be significant.
给大家讲一下什么叫时间长，什么叫时间短。比如说一个人他活得不像神。
Let's say there's someone who does not live like God.
他不听受主的言语。
He doesn't listen to God's word.
这样的人，他在世界上活一分钟都是活得太长。
For someone like that, even if he were only to live for a minute, that would be too long of a life.
如果对一个能够听受主的言语的人，
But for someone who does listen to God's word,
并且照着神的话去做的
and who acts according to,
能让人看出他是有神的形象的
that can show people that they bear the image of God.
这样的人在世界上哪怕能活十年，他都是延年益寿。
For a person like that, even if they were to live only 10 years on this earth, it would still be
means many.
It would still be.Many years.
所以我们明白这个意思了。当然，这里边是一个，我是可以帮助我们延年益寿。给你举个例子，你就知道了，可以使我们那个年日变长。
Well, this it can make your life literally longer.
好了，我们这里边在做父母的，给孩子最多现在我们所有在做的父母，告诉我们孩子最多的是什么？你给你儿打电话，你讲的最多的是什么？你给他的警告是什么？你咱就不说，你应该好好学习。你通常会告诉他你要怎么怎么样哈，注意身体，对不对？通常注意身体，我们会提哪一方面？要睡觉，早点睡觉，别熬夜。没事，晚上跟他打游戏，这是我们每个父母都讲的，对不对？早点睡觉，早点睡觉。我天天告诉他早点睡觉，早点睡觉。我们都提醒我们的孩子，你要早一些睡觉。
Parents always remind their children sleep earlier.
但是很少有孩子去听。
Very few children actually listen.
当然，有些孩子呢，是因为学习太紧张了。
For some children, it's because they have a lot of work to do for school.
他必须熬夜。
And they have to work through the night.
啊哈。
Or just stay up later.
但是大部分孩子是在那里边做一些没有意义的事情，玩游戏啊，看电视啊。
a lot of children are actually spending that time doing other things like playing games or watching whatever online,
打电话啊,
calling people,
聊天啊,
talking about stuff,
或者是望着天啊,
or just
没有事做嘛, 但是就是不睡觉,
they just don't want to sleep.
所以这样的孩子你会发现以后你慢慢就会发现你身体真的变得不健康了。
So for people like that, you will find that later on they, it really does affect their health.
晚上拿手机玩到三点。
They play on their phones until 3 a.m.
然后睡觉。
And then sleep.
第二天早晨3点钟起床。 下午。
Oh, and the next day they wake up at 3 p.m.
所以你这身体一定是不健康的，这样人是活不长的。
So people like that because of their health,
就是说,
they won't live long.
物理的角度讲,
from like a biological viewpoint,
你也会活的时间也会短。
You'll probably live a shorter time.
从属灵的角度讲, 你这么长的时间, 活这么长时间的意义呢, 没有。
From a spiritual point of view,
你都把它浪费掉了。
You wasted all your life and it has no meaning.
所以我告诉你一件事情, 你们可能都不相信的。 以前的时候呢, 我的爸爸妈妈常跟我说,
My parents used to tell me,
说时间过得真快。
Time passes so quickly.
我就觉得时间过得很慢。
But I thought time passed so slowly.
我就觉得那个假期怎么还不来呢?
I was asking myself, when is it going to be vacation?
总不来的，那过春那个年呢，怎么不来呢?
Why won't the new year come already?
我不理解，我觉得时间过得太慢了。
I thought time passed too slowly.
你知道为什么吗？我好像没事做。
Because I didn't really have anything to do.
你知道现在我怎么过吗?
But today,
上一个星期五,
last Friday,
对于我来说, 就好像昨天一样,
it's like yesterday to me.
就好像今天上午一样,
it's like this morning to me.
我50岁的时候, 我的时间不再是一分一秒的过, 而是一个星期一个星期的过。
At 50 years old, I don't live minute by minute, but like by the week.
时间过得非常非常的快。
Time passes very, very quickly.
小弟刚生下的时候那样什么样我还记得呢。 但是小弟现在长得比我都高了。时间过得就这么快。 所以呢, 我告诉你一件事, 父母对你的一些提醒也好, 警告也好, 你要去听。
So you must listen your parents' reminders and warnings and teachings to you.
否则那不好的结果就要跟着你要来了。
Otherwise, you will get a bad consequence.
这个不好的结果可能在你20岁就出来了。
It might manifest itself when you're 20 years old.
可能明天就会出来了。
Or maybe just tomorrow.
如果你30岁没出来, 你也不用说,哎,正好叔叔20岁了,我都到30岁了。
If you're 30 years old and you still haven't seen the results, you shouldn't think like, oh, he said this would happen when I was 20, but I escaped it.
但是我告诉你, 就是50岁出来的时候, 都不晚的。
Even if you only see the results when you're 50 years old, that's, you'll still get the results.
所以呢, 我们很多的时候呢, 我们不明白父母到底在讲什么。
A lot of times we don't really understand what our parents are saying.
而我们却决定下来, 我就是不听。
But we decide that we don't want to listen.
所以这是个愚昧的事情。
Is a very foolish attitude.
而上帝是智慧的,
whereas God is wise.
所以上帝就告诉年轻人说, 当然不但年轻人, 我也一样, 我要孝敬我父母, 我父母80多, 所以我也得孝敬他们。 所以上帝比我们有智慧, 所以他就在实际当中告诉我们, 你要孝敬你的父母。
God is wise, so he tells us that we must honor our parents.
你要听受你父母的言语,
to hear and accept their teachings.
这样可以保证你灵性和你的身体都是健康的。
So that you can be spiritually and physically healthy.
但是你们说, 我没觉得呀, 我不知道啊。
But you might think, I don't agree.
但是我告诉你, 上帝知道。
But God knows.
你相信不相信上帝知道?
He knows whether or not you believe him.
Carol, 那你就要相信这句话, 来孝敬父母, 来顺从父母, 听受父母的言语。 你是否相信? 上帝是智慧的。
Do you really believe that God is wise?
你是否相信上帝比你知道的更多?
That he knows a lot more than you do.
当然了, 上帝是世界的创造者, 对吧?
Of course, God is the creator.
他说的一定是对的。
everything that he says must be right.
他说你要听受你父母的言语。
If he says that we must hear and accept our parents' words,
或者说你要孝敬你的父母。
Or to honor our parents,
你在世就能够健康的生活。
That are the years of our lives may be many.
你在世上的生活就是有质量的。
That we can have live, meaningful lives, good lives.
Wonderful quality, life. 这英文能理解就好了。所以孩子们聪明智慧，这里边再次提到了这个问题，你要听从你父母的。
This verse brings up once again that we need to hear and accept, listen to our parents.
听从父母的，这就是你拥有了上帝的智慧。
That's us putting to practice wisdom from God.
当你去听从父母的时候，你就会怎么样？你就会在你的生活当中就会表现出来一个好的结果。
When you listen to your parents' teachings, you will see a positive result in your life.
但是这里边我们要区分一件事情。
But here we need to make a distinction.
嗯哼，比如说我今年52岁。
I'm 52 years old.
我爸爸83岁。
My father is 83.
我还要不要听我爸的？
Do I still need to listen to him?
但就这么小的，没办法，他必须听他爸爸妈妈的。而我50多了。
If you're a young child, you have to listen to your parents, but I'm 50-something.
要不要？
Do I still listen to my parents?
那跟他听他爸爸的有什么区别呢？好了，我家里边来电话了。
Let's say I get a call.
听个电话，完了 ，Hello， 我就跟他讲，人家来什么交电话费的。
It's the pay.
我说，哎，你上个月的电话费没交。
They say that I missed my bill from last month.
我说对不起，我爸爸不在家，我不知道该怎么办。
And then I said, sorry, Daddy's not home. I don't know how to deal with this.
啊，正好我爸来了。我说爸爸，我 wait a minute， 等一等，
so、
我要问问我爸的意见怎么办。
I tell the person, oh, just give me a second. I need to ask my dad what to do.
我跟我爸说，我爸说，谁说没交电话费？交了。
And then my dad is gonna say, yeah, I paid the bill.
然后说，喂，我爸说他交了。
And then I'll go back to the person on the phone.
啊，我们没收到啊。
My dad said he paid.
我说没收到啊。
And then he said, oh, but we didn't get the payment. So I go to my dad saying, they didn't get the payment.
我爸跟我说，这不可能啊。
But my dad said, that's not possible.
你明白我什么意思吗？
Do you see that?
我告诉你一件事情，当你还没有结婚之前，
Before you get married,
你没有和另外一个人成为一体的时候，
Before you become one with
和你的配偶啊，
person,
和你的配偶啊，不是另外一个人，和你的配偶。这个配偶一定是异性同类哈。不是，我们不再讲同性恋，我一看你们就想到了那里，和你的配偶，圣经当中所讲到的异性同类的配偶成为一体之前，
before you become one with your future partner spouse in the biblical sense，
之前你要在你的父母之下的，
you are under the authority of your parents，
在你的父母的管理之下的，这个时候呢，你凡事你要征求你父母的意见，
in all things you need to seek your parents' opinion.
而且是什么呢？父母的意见在你的决定当中占有相当大的比重。
And when you're making decisions, your parents' opinion are of very weighty importance.
举个最简单的例子。
For example,
男孩子你喜欢一个女孩的时候，或者女孩子你喜欢个男孩的时候，你告诉你说爸爸妈妈。我要把他我的男朋友我的女朋友你帮我看看好还是不好。
A girl likes a boy and says to her parents, oh, I want you to meet this boy and see what you think.
你爸爸妈妈见了之后说哦不行。
After your parents meet him, they think, oh, she's bad.
但是你很喜欢他。
But you really like this guy.
好了，你是顺着你自己的很喜欢去跟他一起呢，还是听爸爸妈妈的话暂时和他离开呢？
Do you just do what you think is right and stay with him, or are you going to listen to your parents and stay away from him?
你怎么办？
What do you do?
现在的年轻人很多人是 Who cares? 我喜欢。我爸爸妈妈喜欢我无所谓，我喜欢就行。
Most people think, oh, it doesn't matter whether or not my parents like the guy I do. That's all that matters.
所以孩子，你错了，你应该听从你父母的。
But you're wrong. You should listen to your parents.
你要放慢你的脚步。
You need to
slow down.
Slow down.
别偷摸的背着你的父母去跟人家去约会。
don't like go and see the guy behind your parents' back secretly.
爸爸妈妈说不行就是不行。
They said no, that means you can't do it.
好了，反过来。我们反过来。
On the other hand,
当你结了婚之后，有了孩子了。
After you get married and you have a child.
你在管教你的孩子的时候。
When you are teaching your child.
你在给他管教的时候。
When you're disciplining them.
你爸爸来了。
And your father comes.
你干什么？
What are you
不行，把孩子拿走。
No, no, you can't hit him.
这孩子，比如说他刚偷了东西哈，撒了谎。
Let's say the child just told a lie.
你说这孩子撒了谎啊。
You say, oh, but he lied.
你爸说，谁不撒谎啊？
Your dad's gonna say, oh.
这么大小孩哪能不撒谎呢？
Who doesn't lie? Such a small kid.
不能说他，不能打他。
You can't.
走吧，跟爷爷走。
You can't hit him. Oh, come with grandpa.
你怎么办？你要不要听你爸爸的？
What do you do? Do you listen to your father?
你要不要听你爸爸的？不要。
No.
因为教养这个还是你的责任了。
Because to teach and to discipline your child.
因为你是个父亲了。
Responsibly because you're a father.
因为你是个母亲了。
Because you're a mother.
你是独立的了。
You're independent.
所以你要区分开这两个的问题哈。
You need to see the difference.
那反过来我们又在讲父母，讲父母也一样。
Parents,
当孩子在你的权柄底下的时候。
When children are still under your authority.
你要用主的心意好好的教导他。
You need to teach them according to God's will.
不能用你自己的心意去管教，去管教他。
Not by your own will.
我女儿令她的一个男孩子追求她。
Let's say there's some guy who is interested in my daughter.
好了，我女儿说，你去跟我爸谈一谈。
My daughter says, go see my dad.
这个男孩子来了之后呢？
So when the guy shows up.
我觉得这个个头不太达标。他胡子比我还多。
I don't think he's tall enough.
我就觉得这是挺烦的。
He has more beard than I do, and I'm annoyed with him.
不行。
No, you can't.
这做父母的就不对了。
That's
胡子多和这人没关系的。
His beard has nothing to do with the person.
个子也没关系的。
Neither does his height.
我们所关心的是什么？我们要从属灵的角度来讲，这个男孩子是不是一个属灵人？是不是神给我女儿预备的男朋友？
We need to consider this from a spiritual point of view. Is he a godly man? Is he a...
是不是神预备给我女儿的？
Oh, does God want them to be together?
所以这个是非常重要的。
That's the important part.
所以当我们的儿女顺服我们父母的时候，我们父母一定要考虑我们是不是从属灵的角度在帮助我们的孩子，还是用我们的邪情私欲在帮助我们的孩子。
When our children obey us as parents, we need to consider if we are trying to help them according to God's teachings, or if it's according to what we want for them.
对，绝对不能用自己的邪情私欲来帮助自己的孩子。
We must not try to help our children with our own the sinful nature.
不是你要找男朋友，是你女儿要找男朋友。
You're not looking for a boyfriend, your daughter.
不是这个男孩子适应不适应你岳父，而是他适不适合你闺女，这是重要的。
The question is not whether or not this guy is suitable to you as a father, but to your daughter.
所以我们必须要清楚这一点。
So we have to understand this.
所以呢，我们就知道孩子们听受父母的言语，就会带来一个好的结果。
So, children, to listen to your parents.Words will lead to a good outcome.
当我们的灵性健康了，
when we are spiritually healthy,
我们的身体也会健康，
我
们的生活也会健康。
Physically and in our lifestyles, we will be healthy as well.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为神说的。
Because that's what God said.
一个懒惰的人，
a lazy person,
他浪费时间，
will waste a lot of time.
每天躺在那里，吃了就睡，睡了就玩，玩了就吃。
Spending all of his time eating and sleeping and doing nothing and playing with whatever.
他一定不是健康的。
He won't be a healthy person.
一个灵性健康的人一定是个殷勤的人。
A spiritually healthy person will be hardworking.
他的身体和他生活都会非常的好的。
Their body and their lifestyle will be healthy.
好，非常重要。我们看下一节经文，所以重要，这是神说的。下一节是Linda 给我们读一下两节。
I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble.
好，这里他说我已指教你，已经指教你了。
Verse 11, I have taught you the way of wisdom.
就是他已经告诉了，这个爸爸已经讲给这孩子听了。
The father has already taught
也就是说这个父亲是尽责任的。
He's fulfilled his responsibility.
然后呢下面就说引导你行正直的路。
I have led you in the paths of uprightness.
下面的孩子就告诉你有一个结果是什么呢，你行走脚步必不致狭窄。
When you walk, your step will not be hampered.
你奔跑也不致跌倒。
And if you run, you will not stumble.
也就是说，如果这个孩子他能够照着他父亲所教导的去做的话，
If the child can do what his father has taught him to do,
他走路呢，那个路呢就不会越来越窄。
The path that he is taking will not become more and more narrow.
这里首先我们要看哈。什么叫越来越狭窄呢？越来越窄呢？路呢？
What does it mean for the path to get more narrow?
比如说你在 Shepherd 上去跑步。
For example, you're running on Shepherd.
你搁这边跑一会儿，你发现哎呀太冷了啊，那边有太阳，我可以到那边去跑。
You find that you're very very cold, so you go to the other side of the road, which has
sunlight. 你搁这边跑时间长了，发现哎呀这边太阳太晒了，我还是到这边来跑。
You're running on one side and you find that it's too hot because of the sun, so you go back to the other side.
不论你有在这边跑或者在那边跑，它对你都是有好处的，你是自由的。
No matter which side of the road that you're running on, you're free to choose.
但是问题在哪里呢？如果这条路越来越窄，越来越窄，最后跑了就剩这么窄了，什么意思？
But if the road becomes more and more narrow, what happens?
剩下就这么宽的路 Shepherd 就剩这么宽了，过了 Brimley 就剩这么宽了，什么意思？你还有没有机会说我选这边跑，我选这边跑？
Do you still have the choice between running on this side of the road or the other side of the road?
明白没明白？当我们不按照神的心意生活的时候，我们走的路越来越窄。
When we do not live according to God'steachings are
走的路越来越窄。
The path that we are on becomes more narrow.
也就是说我们没有选择，你只能这样走，你没有别的选择了。
We don't have any choices.
你没有选择说我靠左边走或者靠右边走。
To walk to the left or the right.
你只有这样一个路，你只能这样走。
There's only a very narrow path that you can.
这就是前边所讲的这条通往死亡的路。
It's the path that leads to destruction.
通往灭亡的路就是这样的，你没有选择的。
You don't have choice.
也就是说，没有智慧的人，他走的路怎么样是没有选择的。
Which means that a wise person will not encounter a path in which they don't have options.
我给你举一个例子，你就明白了。
For example,
一个小孩要吸毒。
Little kid
要吸大麻。
Wants to smoke pot.
吸大麻，他的路很宽，他爸爸说你不要吸呀、啊，你不要做这个事情。
His dad says no, don't do it.
他说没事的，我就做一做，大麻就跟抽香烟差不多了。
And then his son says no, it's no problem, it's not a big deal.
他觉得这个路很宽哦。
He thinks he
我可以抽，我也可以不抽，我试一试就好了。
And he thinks, I have the choice to.Take the pot or not, I can stop when I want, I'll just try it out.
所以他就开始去尝试，走上了这条路。
So he gets on this road and he starts
吸大麻。吸了一年之后
After 1 year,
他觉得大麻不过瘾了。
He feels like it's lost its effect on him.
开始吸个什么我也不太懂，就比他强一点了，鸦片。我们大家都不知道，都好人。你们明天不要 Google 去查哈。不用了，而且说，哎，我这个吸个鸦片吧。
So he picked some other drug, a stronger one.
哎，对，他就找个更强的去吸，因为那个不过瘾嘛。你看他的路又窄了，然后过了两年之后，他觉得这个不好，我要吸可卡因。
His roads become more narrow, and then after he gets tired of this drug, and he picks another one.
Cocaine, 是不是叫 cocaine? 就是很最强的那种。就是 heroin, 叫 heroin, 我不懂啊。
So he wants to take heroin instead.
你看啊，这时候他的路就已经很窄了。什么意思呢？我不管是 heroin 还是什么 heroin 还是 somein, 虽然你这路已经很窄了，窄的意思是什么呢？当你吸上这个什么音的时候呢，你就没有回头路了。 当你吸上这个最强的毒品的时候，你就已经回不来了。
So after he takes that drug, he is not able to turn back.
你就没有自由了。
He no longer has.
你被什么控制了？你被这个毒品控制。
He's been controlled by this drug.
所以你这个路已经很窄了，窄到什么程度呢？你根本就回不来了。
His path has become so narrow that he can't
turn around.
He's no freedom.
然后到最后怎么样呢？倒在那种死了。
And then he dies one day.
不是跌倒的问题了，是死了的问题。
It's not just stumbling, but he's dead.
嗯，所以你看，什么叫窄？这里边讲到说，这个路呢，脚步越来越窄的是意思什么呢？越来越被别的东西控制了。
So here when it says that your step can be hampered, it means that your path is being controlled by other things.
玩游戏也是一样。
Like with gaming.
我们刚开始都是试一试，好玩嘛。
You always start out just, trying it out.
也十分钟。
Yeah, I'll play 10 minutes a day.
我就是学习之后我没事了，我放松，我打一打。
I've done my homework, I just want to relax.
然后我们越放越松，然后变一个小时。
And then 10 minutes becomes an hour.
最后发现一个小时不够，俩小时。
And then an hour is no longer enough.
最后就每天24小时。
And then you start playing that game 24 hours a day.
你说我不会的。
You might think, no, I wouldn't do that.
那是你不认识你自己。
You don't really understand yourself.
你一定会的。
You definitely will turn out like that.
你说你咋知道？
You might ask, how would you know?
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
你说谁说的？
Who said that?
上帝说的。
God does.
人，罪人只能往下走，只能越来越糟糕，只能越来越坏。
Sinners can only get more and more evil.
你不能够帮助你自己变得更好。
You can't help yourself to make yourself be better.
所以前面那些经文我没讲到，你必须相信上帝所说的话，因为他比你自己更认识你自己。
As we said before, you must believe what God says because he knows you better than you know yourself.
但是当我们人意识到问题出现的时候呢？
But when we start noticing the problem,
我们已经走在这么窄的路上了。
We are already on like a very very narrow path.
我们已经不能回头了。
We aren't able to turn around.
所以孩子们，你们必须要学习智慧。
So children, you must learn wisdom.
这个智慧，上帝首先是借着你父母给你的。
He first transmits to you this wisdom through your parents.
你千万不要把父母的话不当一回事。
You must not take your parents' teachings lightly.
在你没有走上这条窄路之前
，before your steps are hampered on your path.
你听从父母，你父母是可以帮你的。
And you listen to your parents; they are able to help you.
但是你一旦走上了之后
，but once you've taken this very narrow path,
你父母也帮不了。
Even your parents won't be able to help you.
只有上帝能帮你。
Only God can.
但是上帝必须愿意帮助你才行。
If he's willing to, that is.
而你自己必须愿意被神帮助才行。
And you must be willing for God to help you.
但是我们都会这样想，那我已经走了这么窄的路上了，谁不愿意被上帝帮助呢？
You might think, I'm already on such a narrow and difficult path. Who wouldn't want God to help them?
但是我告诉你一件很奇怪的事情。
Weird thing is,
我现在所之前所遇到的那些走在这条窄路上的这些孩子们
everyone that I've met before who was on this path,
没有一个愿意回头的。
Not one of them wanted to.
没有一个愿意叫上帝去帮助他的。
Not one of them wanted to ask God to help them.
所以我相信，如果你真的走，我们在座这些孩子们，你走到那一天，你也不会愿意让上帝帮助你的。
So if you arrived at that point in your life, very likely you won't want God to help you.
所以我向你们提醒的是什么呢？我们在没有走上这条路之前，我们要学习顺服父母。
So before we even get on this path, we need to learn to obey parents.
免得我们在这条路上跌倒灭亡。
So that we might not stumble and die on this path.
我相信这句话父母都跟孩子讲过的，就好像这里说，我以子教你。
I'm pretty sure all parents have.Told their children this, as it says, I have taught you.
我们这里边的所有的孩子， 我相信在你的，不管你是三岁五岁，父母都在给你过一些这样的指教。
No matter how young you are, I'm sure your parents have given you teachings like this.
我没有听受呢?
But have we listened to them?
所以要想, 要小心哈?
So we have to be careful.
你们没有什么选择, 你唯有一条路去走, 就是顺服。
Your only option is to obey.
因为这是上帝的命令。
Because that is God's commandment.
上帝为什么如此命令?
Why did God command you to do that?
因为上帝知道我们每一个人都是堕落的。
Because he knows that each one of us is fallen in nature.
好,那么我们呢说,好,那我听我爸爸妈妈的就好了。 是不是今天听,明天不听呢? 也不是,我们看第13节。
Verse 13. So here, verse 13, it says, not only must you hear and accept,
你还要持定,
but you must hold, keep hold of instruction.
持定到什么程度呢? 你不能放松, 不能松, 一直在这样握着它,
do not let go, keep holding on to her.
然后说, 你还得紧守,
and you must guard her.
Guard? 什么叫 guard?
Does it mean to guard?
To keep safe.
Keep safe. Guard 是什么呢? 是监狱里边那个看门的。
Like a guard in prison.
看着谁呢? 看着犯人。 他为什么要看着犯人呢?
Guarding the prisoner.
为什么要看着呢? 怕他跑了。对不对? 你看着这个训诲, 好像看着那个罪犯不让他跑了一样。 你不能睡觉的。
You need to guard instruction as you would guard a criminal so that she might not escape.
你就在那个监狱里边哈。
In jail.
如果那个 guard,
if the guard
他睡觉,
falls asleep,
那个犯人跑掉了,
and then the prisoner escapes,
你知道这个 guard 的结果是什么?
The guard
就得死的。
Yeah, the guard would die in difficult times.
他必须得死的。 所以这里边是说什么呢?他看着那个罪犯呢,好像看着自己的命一样,那个人走了,我的命就没了。
So the soldier would guard the prison as he would guard his own life.
所以这里边告诉我们说,你父母对你的教训。
So your parents' instruction to you.
你要像那个看守看那个犯人一样。
You must guard as a prison guard would guard.
你别让他跑了。
A prisoner.
为什么呢?
Let her go.
因为她是你的生命。
For she is your life.
你没了智慧,你也就没了生命, 你这个训诲,你离开了, 很可能就失去生命了。
Same as with wisdom, if you let go of this instruction, you will probably lose your life.
这是前边第十节经文当中的一个最极端的一个例子。
This is an extreme case of what we saw in verse 10.
所以这里告诉我们说, 前面讲的说, 你要持定, 你要谨守, 你父母的教训的时候呢, 哎, 你的生命就很好, 就延年益寿, 要持定父母的训诲, 谨守父母的训诲的时候呢,
if you keep hold of your father's instruction and do not let go of it,
你的生命就丰盛,
your life will be prolonged.
但是你不谨守, 你不持定,
but if you don't and you let her go,
你这个生命不但可以缩短,
not only will your life be shortened,
而且可以缩到这么短,
but it could just disappear.
就是这里边, 你会失去你的生命的,
which means you will lose your life.
缩到这么短, 就这么短, 这么短, 这么短, 就死了吧,
没了,
就没了。 所以这是个非常极端的一个例子的。
It's an extreme explanation of verse 10.
但是在生活当中怎么样? 却每天都在发生的。
But it's happening every day in our lives.
真的?
Really?
我看过那个孩子从小不听父母的话玩游戏。
A lot of children who from the youngest age don't listen to their parents and they're playing on their computer.
日复一日,年复一年, 他就在那里打游戏。
After so many years have passed, they're still playing games.
一年一年就这样过去了, 10年就过去了, 20年就过去了。
10, 20 years passed.
你说他没死啊?
You might think, well, he's not dead yet.
但是我告诉你,我问你一件事, 他和死人有区别吗?
But is there really a difference between the way he's living and a dead person?
所以孩子们,千万要听从父母, 你要听从父母，要持定，要谨守，像节省你的生命一样。
So children, you must listen to your parents, keep hold of their instruction. Do not let go and guard her as you would your life.
你不要觉得你懂得用 iPhone 8 iPhone 7你就轻看你父母。
Don't you know look down on your parents because you know how to use the newest phone.
你不要觉得你英文讲的不错，你就看不起你父母。
Or because your English is better.
你有本事跟你父母比一比汉语。
Your Chinese is worse than that.
你觉得你唱歌好，咱俩比一比写字儿，写汉语，是不是？千万不要轻视你的父母。
Look down on or take your parents lightly because
父母教养你的权柄是上帝给的。
Their authority to teach you is from God.
以前我给你们讲过，你轻看你父母的权柄就是轻看上帝。
If you don't take your parents' authority seriously, it means you're not taking God seriously.
换句话说，你看不起你的父母。
If you look down on your parents,
你就是看不起上帝。
That's looking down on God.
你要小心啊。
So be careful.
好，我们看14节、15节。那么好了，那这么重要的事情，我们该怎么办呢？面对这些事情呢？
It's such a serious problem. How should we deal with it?
Daniel.
Do not enter the path of the wicked and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it, do not go on it, turn away from it and pass it.
不可行恶人的路，不要走坏人的道，要躲避，不可经过，要转向而去。
所以你会发现呢，你爸爸妈妈对你的这样的教训呢，通常是不要，不要。
You'll find that a lot of the teachings that come from your parents are in the form of don't do this, don't do that.
我们孩子的反应通常我要，我要，我就要。
From the child's point of view, he'll think, no, I want to do it, I'm going to do it.
但是如果我们听从父母的训诲的时候呢？
But if we listen to our parents' instruction,
我们就不要。
Then we won't do it.
我们为什么孩子说我要呢？
Why do children still say they want to do it?
因为你没有看到这个后果。
They don't understand what the consequence will be.
但是你父母看到了。
But their parents.
你为什么说你要呢？因为你没看到。
You say you want to do it because you haven't seen.
你父母为什么告诉你不要呢？
Your parents tell you that not to do it.
因为他看到了。
Because they can see the outcome.
所以这里说不可行恶人的路。所以你爸爸妈妈告诉你不要去做的，通常都是不好的。
So it says, do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk in the way of the evil. Normally, your parents tell you not to do evil things.
所以这里告诉我们不可行恶人的道。
Do not walk in the way of the evil.
我们看英文呢更好的。他这里用的是我们中国人用的是不可行恶人的道。这里面讲到说 enter， 就是你脚都别往上迈的。
Do not enter the path of the wicked. Don't even step.
你说恶人走那个路呢，不是你跟他一起走，就是你脚都不要往这边靠的。
So it's not that you shouldn't walk with them, but that you shouldn't even touch the path.
你当然也不要跟他们一起走了。
Of course, you still shouldn't walk in their way.
也不要跟他走了，而且你不单不要跟他走，你要怎么样呢？要躲避。
Not only should you not walk in their way, but you have to avoid their path.
你要躲避，怎么躲避呢？你不是说，哎，我跳到这儿，我看他们做什么，看热闹。
It doesn't mean I'm going to watch them walk on the path from here.
这里告诉
what they're up to.
这里告诉我们什么呢？你都不好，不可以经过的。
Don't even enter on this path.
Pass on 都不可以的。
No.
你就不要说在那里看热闹了。
Just turn away from it. You should pass on and not just watch what they're doing.
你连看都不要看，你转头赶紧要走。
Don't watch them. Just turn away and pass on.
离开。
Pass on.
为什么
？Why？
我告诉你一件事情，恶。
Evil.
就好像病毒一样。
It's like a virus.
前两个星期我感冒的时候，他们都躲着我走。你知道为什么？他们见了我就跑。
Last month when I was sick, when
people
see me, they would all walk away.
因为他一靠近我，他也感冒了。
Because they would be contaminated if they came close.
恶也是如此。
Evil works the same way.
你不是靠近，就是你看，他都会把你玷污的。
It's not only if you approach it, but even if you look at it, it will contaminate you.
你信不信？
Do you believe that?
当你在外面你看两个人在吵架的时候
If you're looking at two people fighting on the street
你正在那里等公共汽车等 TTC
While you're waiting for the bus
没有事情做
You don't have anything to do
正好两个人在吵架
Two people are fighting
你觉得挺有意思啊
You think, oh, it's funny, I'll watch
免费电影
It's like a free movie
两个人就在骂
And people are, they're yelling at each other
哇他讲的话一个比一个肮脏啊
They're trying to one-up each other with their insults
用很脏的话彼此在骂
with very
dirty
language
啊哈、uh-huh. 所以当你去听那些脏话的时候
when you're listening to that kind of language
你就变得越来越脏
you're becoming contaminated
这些人好像在那里往天上扬了个大粪一样
it's like they'reThrowing around excrement.
然后你站在那来看，哇，真有意思。
And you're watching, oh, it's so funny.
大粪就像雨一样洒在你身上。
And then the excrements fall on you like rain.
所以你要躲避，你要转身而去。
So you must avoid it, turn away from it, and pass on.
因为圣经告诉我们说，就这些污言秽语，就是听起来，不要说听起来，就是想起来都是可羞耻的事情。
Because the Bible tells us that.There are things that are too shameful to even think about.
是啊，所以你要转身逃跑。
So I'm gonna turn away and leave.
你会发现一件事情，当你站在那里看的时候
，You'll find that when you are watching.
你刚开始会觉得说，哦，怎么讲这样的话，太难听了。
First, you might be shocked and think, "Oh, how could you talk like that?"
听十分钟之后
，After 10 minutes,
你会说，哇。那个人很厉害啊
You might think, oh, that person's really good at insulting the other person.
过二十分钟之后
After 20 minutes.
你会说哇真厉害这两个人
Whoa, they're very impressive.
你就已经被污染了
Because you've been contaminated.
所以面对这些恶的事情的时候你要转身逃跑不要说跟他们一起走
When you're faced with evil things You need to leave Turn away Avoid it And not walk with them
听都不要听看都不要看
Don't even listen to them Don't watch them
否则你就会被污染
Otherwise you will be contaminated
用圣经方法你就被玷污
Yes you will be contaminated
所以学会转身就走哈遇到这些事情要学习转身就走
So you need to learn to turn away and pass on
好那我们今天就讲到这儿所以孩子们今天我们讲了两件事情
So today we saw two things
一件事情是什么
The first
你必须在你的父母权柄底下
You must stay under the authority of your parents
你必须紧守住你父母的教训
You must hear and accept their teachings
这是聪明人
That's a wise
第二个呢你要远离这些罪恶的事情。
The second is that you must stay away from sinful things.
正如你父母教导你的一样。
As your parents have taught you to.
不要觉得说，哎，我爸不行，我没事儿。
Don't think, oh, my dad might get contaminated, but I'm okay.
都不可以的。所以孩子们，你要学习，不但要顺服父母，不但要谨守。
So you need to learn not only to obey your parents and to accept their teachings.
而且在执行你父母的命令的时候要 at once, 马上。
But to obey them immediately.
不要说我就看十分钟就看十分钟。
Don't say to them, oh, I'll just watch for maybe 10 minutes.
不要给罪恶留下一点点的时间和空间。
Do not leave any provision for sin.
嗯哼。一点点都不要给。
Not even a small bit.
因为这是上帝说借着你父母要赐给你的智慧
Because God can give you wisdom through your parents' teaching
如果你来教会呢那当然正好我们可以直接的来讲圣经直接讲神的话
If you come to church it's even better you can directly hear God's word
所以呢我们要小心哈孩子们
So we all need to be careful
那么父母我们做父母的呢不要用我们自己的邪情私欲用我们自己的标准自己的眼光来养育儿女
For parents, we must not raise our children according to our wishes, our ambitions for them, our sinful desires.
举个简单的例子，我们常常会教导我们的孩子，嘿，离他远一点，离那孩子远点，别跟他做朋友。 你今天放学怎么跟他一起走呢
？A lot of times we tell our kids, "Hey, stay away from that person. They're a bad influence. I saw you walking home together."
孩子，为啥呀？他爸他妈就不好，他也不咋地，你离他远点。
The kid asks, "Why should I stay away from them?" And the parent says, "Oh, their parents are really bad, and they're bad too. So stay away from them."
所以我们不能用我们自己的邪情私欲，我们个人的标准。
We can't teach them according to our own standards.
嗯哼，所以在我们孩子的婚姻呐、考学呀这些事情上面来说，上大学的这些事情。
Or choice of universities.
他做朋友、选择朋友这些事情上呢
？Choices of friends.
我们做父母的首先要有智慧。
We must have wisdom.
怎么智慧呢？就是按照圣经的教训来教养儿女。
To teach them according to what the Bible says.
我们在孩子身上带有权柄。
That's how we exercise or exercise our authority on them.
嗯，孩子比我们聪明，你要记住这一点。
You have to remember that they're smart.
当我们管教儿女的时候，那点邪情私欲一出来的时候，孩子一下就给你抓住了。
As soon as we let our own sinful desires come through, they can catch on immediately.
你知道吗？当孩子抓住我们那个小尾巴的时候，父母的权柄瞬间就没有了。
When they catch us doing that, we've lost our authority.
所以做父母的不容易啊。
So it's difficult to be a parent.
但是呢，神把孩子放在我们权柄底下，只有那么短的一段时间。
But God has placed children under our authority for a very short period of time.
所以梅英姊妹，你会觉得说，哇，说把孩子放我们生命当中就这么短一点的时间，哇，这一天好像都这么长。
So you might think that, oh, you say that it's such a short period of time, but a day seems like forever already.
但是我告诉你，孩子很快就会长大的。
But children actually grow up very quickly.
我们必须抓紧时间，必须抓紧时间。
We must really.Take this opportunity.
Yeah, 使我们的孩子能够认识真理，拥有这个智慧。
To teach them the truth and wisdom.
能够认识上帝。
To know God.
使他们的生命有意义。
So that they can live meaningful lives.
使他们因为灵性上的需要的满足，使他们的灵性健康，从而使他们的生活也是健康的。
So that their spiritual health may lead to physical health as well.
这就非常重要了。
So this is very important.
是希望孩子们，你们千万不要在于做一个悖逆父母的孩子。
So, children, you must not be disobedient to your parents.
不但上帝不喜悦
，Not only is God displeased with us.
你也必吃到这个恶果。
But you will also eat the fruit of your evil.
一定的，你的悖逆。
Of your disobedience, it's guaranteed.
好，我们今天就讲到这儿。